more information on what you've heard, have a travel question or comment, just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Mexico at the Four Seasons Resort in Punta Mita. And of course, you can always reach out to me to Peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's do that right now. I've got a number of emails from you. Here's one from Maciej Michalowski, and I completely butchered that name, I'm sure. I apologize for that. Congratulations on the Royal Tour of Poland. For those of you who don't know, that's our latest Royal Tour in a series that we've been doing now for 18 years, where I go to individual heads of state, kings, presidents, and prime ministers, and actually get them to give me 6 days of their schedule completely free, and then they become my personal tour guide to the country. We see it through their eyes for a one-hour television special. We've done it with the King of Jordan. We've done it with the Prime Minister of New Zealand, President of Mexico, where we are right now. We've done it with the presidents of Peru and Ecuador. We've done it with the Prime Minister of Israel. Last year, we did it with the President of Rwanda, and this year, it's with the Prime Minister of Poland. Here's my suggestion on where to find the show. Either go to our website, peter at petergreenberg.com, actually petergreenberg.com, or it's also available on Amazon Prime. So check that out. Again, it's called Poland, the Royal Tour, and a number of our shows are available on that website as well. Here's one from Kristen Hogan, who writes, I'm looking for some good luggage recommendations. I have a hard shell that is almost on its last leg, literally, so I'll be needing a nice soft shell. I'm making the switch back. What do you think? Well, I'm partial to a number of things. First of all, most of you know I don't really check bags. I FedEx them. But they're still going to get beaten up. And I still have to be durable. They're still going long distances and long conveyor belts and down chutes and you name it. So I look for two things. I look for a bag not to be stylish. I look for a bag of substance and durability. And then the second thing I look for is, does it actually have a warranty that makes sense? Most luggage warranties are literally not worth the paper they're written on because they have so many exclusions in terms of normal wear and tear or, you know, something that they were not responsible for, which means, of course, airlines or bellhops. And you get no consideration. However, there is one company. I don't work for them. I just happen to love their warranty. And it's called Briggs & Riley. Those guys, first of all, I like the way they design their bags. I'm talking about, they have hard-sided bags too, by the way. There's a new brand of them from Briggs & Riley that are hard-sided, but I'm still a soft-sided fan. But these are durable soft-sided bags. And the best part about it is their warranty. I have never seen a warranty in the business like this. And I'm the guy who takes advantage of it too, because if anything breaks, for whatever reason, it could be a zipper, it could be a wheel, it could be a support strut or a screw comes down, whatever it is, you send it back to them and they fix it for free, no questions asked. And if you do as much travel as I do, you know what? That's nice knowledge to have at your disposal when you need it. And every once in a while, I need it. So check that out. Now, there are other companies that make great soft-sided luggage. Tumi's a great brand. They do one. There's a new one out that's not soft-sided. It's hard-sided called Roam, R-O-A-M. Check them out. And the cool thing about Roam is this is really kind of fun. I just did one. They let you design your own bag, your own colors, your own stripes, everything. Be as crazy or as subtle as you want. But if you're looking for a warranty that is really close to none, check out Briggs & Riley. I hope that's helpful. Here's one from David Pepper, who writes, I read a long time ago that there was an article that suggested that flying on planes naturally puts people in a worse mood, which explains a lot, even the flight attendants. As someone who travels frequently, do you find this to be true? Well, let me respond as generally as I can. You're in a different element. You're at altitude. You're dehydrated. You're under pressure at 8,000 feet. Chances are you're sitting in an uncomfortable seat. Just a lucky guess on my part. Is that going to put you in a bad mood? Oh, yeah, I forgot. The food's inedible. Okay, is that going to put you in a bad mood? Or the person next to you is a chair hog, and they don't understand that the armrest is shared space. Does that put you in a bad mood? So everything, and maybe the plane's not on time. Does that put you in a bad mood? Maybe they lost your bags. Does that put you in a bad mood? Maybe, just maybe, you didn't get the seat you wanted. Or you do get the seat you want, and you're sitting next to the screaming kid. I mean, there's so many different variables here, but this is not the dump on the airline industry, although I think I just did. This is anytime you take somebody out of their element for a long period of time, unless they're going to a spa, you're giving them an opportunity to be out of their comfort zone, to be stressed, and have to adjust. And the real question about all kinds of travel, and I bring this up to you now because it's essential, because it's going to determine whether you're a good traveler or not, or whether you get stressed or not to the point where other people are annoying to you or you're annoying to everybody else, is this: how well do you adjust? How well adjusted are you? Because from the moment you decide to go somewhere to the time you come home, there are about 47 things that the travel industry is going to throw in your face, and they're not necessarily pleasant. They're things you're going to have to adjust to. And if you can adjust to it, congratulations, you win, because you get to your destination and you're not taking hostages, or you're not a hostage yourself. It works both ways. So the answer to your question, I mean, honestly, David, is there's a high likelihood you're going to be in a worse mood when you get on the plane and when you get off the plane than you were when you left the house. Okay? Now, people can turn that around. And guess who's the first person to be able to turn that around? You, by how you adjust to all the stuff that's thrown in your face. So, you know plan A is not going to work. By the time the plane lands, you're probably going to be on plan G, H, and I. But that's the way it is. You adjust well, you land, you're happy, or at least you're less unhappy. Is that fair enough? And you got to where you wanted to go. Speaking of getting to where we want to go, we're taking a break, but we'll be back with more of Eye on Travel from Punta Mita and the Four Seasons Resort right here in Mexico, right after this.
Got a travel question or comment? Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com.